the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Latchey's Garden Center on Route 97 in Methuen, Massachusetts. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so if you get a chance, stop by and say hello. Latchey's is a family-run nursery, garden center, greenhouse. They grow all their own annuals, perennials. They have some unbelievable hanging baskets and patio planters, and they are now doing a lot of local produce, bakery products, dairy products, chicken pies, pastries of all types. So come on down and say hello. And also Dr. Earth is here today, and you can talk to him about the newest technology, Mycorrhiza, and how important it is for you to use it in your gardens, whether it's flowers or vegetables. Let's go to the phone line. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Cheryl from Massachusetts, who has a question about some vines.
Cheryl, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Hi, I have a couple of questions about vines. I'm looking for. I have a really large deck, and I've been growing things, experimenting with different plants over the last 20 years, and I've found shrubs that will live, like Alberta spruce and the PJM rhododendrons, and they've survived, but I've tried a couple of different vines, and they've died on me. And I'm wondering if you could recommend some kind of a cold, hardy vine for, I think I'm in zone 6A, I'm in Boston. And the other thing is, I'm trying to screen in behind me, the back of my property, the people who live behind me cut down some trees. And I know I've seen in the Arnold Arboretum a vine that grows, it looks like it doesn't harm the bark of the tree. It kind of looks like a euonymus. I'm not sure what it is, but it's grown. It must be about 30 feet high up this tree, and it provides some screening. I have 7 evergreen trees in the back of my yard, and I hate to keep putting in evergreen trees.
Now, the vine that you want for your deck, is this going to grow in the ground, or are you going to put it in a pot?
In container.
And grow it?
Although I do, have vines that are coming up around my deck, and there are two types of euonymus, and also a a hydrangea, the climbing hydrangea.
There
Those
is
are
a
climbing up
hydrangea.
The deck. They're climbing up the lattice. I just don't know how tall. They're up onto the deck right now. My husband was asking me to cut them down because they're growing, literally growing through the spindles on the railing and onto the deck.
Right.
And it kind of looks nice. It makes it feel like like it's more of the garden. But on the deck,
right.
The deck is, I think, 33 by 43 feet. It wraps around my property, so it's a sizable deck. And
okay. You want the vine to climb up the deck, and then do you want it to go overhead, or do you want it to grow up against the building?
I'm trying to screen from the street. One side of the deck kind of is near the street, and so I was trying to think of something to put that would have some height. So either a shrub that would be survive there, and or some kind of a flowering vine maybe. It doesn't have to be flowering, but that would survive in the winter to put into containers. I have an old porch that's the original porch that was built with the house, and then the deck starts there and it wraps around. So it's kind of odd how you have this open deck next to this porch, and it looks nice to have two huge pots, one on either side of the opening where the old porch meets the new deck. They're at the same level. You don't step up or down. They're all on the same level. But it looks strange. And so I wanted to have two pots, two very big pots there with something sizable. So either two tall shrubs or to put some vines that would live and last throughout the winter to flank that, to sort of break up the where the wood changes, where the painted white wood from the old house changes and ends, and then the new weathered, it's, you know, a regular pressure-treated wood, and it's weathered, and so it looks kind of old and funky compared to the white-painted older porch. So one part on either side at the openings would...
Okay, well, the thing you're going to do, if you want to grow a plant in a container and have it survive for the winter, you're going to need to get a big pot. You're going to need to use something like a whiskey barrel, or something that's going to be at least in that 24 to 30 inch diameter size, so it's able to survive the winter. So it's going to have to be something made out of wood, something made out of fiberglass that will not split. If you use something ceramic or plastic, what's going to happen is during the winter, you're going to get some rain, it's going to saturate full of water, and then it's going to freeze. And then once it freezes, it expands, and anything the ceramic is going to break. So look for something that is like a fiberglass, and there's some beautiful fiberglass containers that look like they're clay or even ceramic. They'll take the freezing and thawing. A whiskey barrel will take the freezing and thawing. Now, if you want something that's going to grow fairly large, evergreens in a container like that, over the course of years, you run into a problem with this particular freezing and thawing of the roots, and then you get dehydration of the foliage with the wind. If you went with something that could lose its leaves during the winter, then you would have a lot better luck. Something that's going to get big in a shady situation like that would be viburnum. It's a fast-growing, shade-loving plant. It does have clusters of white flowers during the spring. Some varieties will have fruit during the fall and winter months. So I would think about using something like that. As far as a vine, if you want a vine, it's going to need something to grow on. And if you want to put it in a container and then train it to a tree, it's not going to survive. You'd be better off to plant a vine at the base of the tree, use the tree as staging. But no matter what you use, if it's very strong, it's very aggressive, in time it's going to get up to the top of the tree and damage the tree itself. Stay away from wisteria. Stay away from bittersweet, because they're just too aggressive. So I think a big container with viburnum may be your best bet. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Caroline from Rhode Island, who has a question about some lawn weeds.
Caroline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. I have a question.
Hi.
I have a question about red sorrel in my established lawn.
Yes.
I have.
Okay.
I've used without success. This has been over a course of 2 years now. Pre-emergent weed and feed, post-emergent weed and feed, and I've hand-picked. And I noticed when I hand-pick, there are gigantic runners under the. You know, you pick the piece of sorrel, but there are long runners underneath.
Right. Right. And see, once it's up, you need to use a chemical to kill that. As of now, there is no organic broadleaf weed killer that works in the grass. The organic weed killers will kill both weeds and the actual grass. So there is a Canadian company that will have a product available hopefully during the summer that you can use in the lawn that will kill things like dandelion and chickweed and clover. But they have to get through all of the state requirements to get the license to make it available here. But it's something that's being worked on. It just isn't ready. What you're going to need to do, Caroline, is you're going to need to get a chemical broadleaf weed killer. And the one product that I've had great results is called Weed Beater Ultra. It's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden. And you need to do it now. The reason is your weed spreads with underground roots. It's also going to make a flower when the season progresses into June and July. The flower is going to make a seed pod. And when the seeds are mature, the seed pod is going to explode. And when it explodes, it's like a cannon shooting the seeds out into the lawn, making new plants. So if you can kill it now with Weed Beater Ultra, you're going to find that it's going to prevent it from making new seedlings. The grass will grow thicker. It will fill in the spots, and that will eliminate your problem. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilom Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilom Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilom.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live from Lachey's Garden Center, Route 97 in Methuen. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by and say hello. Don, who's up next?
This is Dwight from Maine, who has a question about bishop's weed.
Dwight, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I'm up here in Maine, and I have a very aggressive invasive weed. It looks a lot like Queen Anne's lace with the blossom, but the foliage isn't anything like it, and I think it's called bishop's weed, goat weed, yep. And another name is snow on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular weed, it goes to seed, and it can spread that way. It has incredible root runners, and also, you know, if we mow it or if we yank it up and put it in the compost and then spread that on somewhere else, it'll start growing off those sort of cuttings.
Is it a green leaf or is it the variegated leaf variety?
It is a green leaf.
It's a straight green one. Okay.
Yeah.
This is, it spreads very, very quickly, as you said. It's a very invasive plant. And if you are not careful, it just keeps going and going and going. And this particular weed can be killed pretty easy if you use you can use a lawn weed killer called Weed Beater Ultra. Now, Weed Beater Ultra is something that will take care of your common lawn weeds like dandelion and chickweed and clover, but it has the capability of killing ajuga and ground ivy, wild violet, and it will take care of snow in the summer, a bishop's weed. Now, what you need to do is this. You need two applications about 7 days apart. So if you do it today, wait until the leaves have totally dried off. There's no more dew on the foliage. Give it a good application with that. It will not hurt the grass, okay? Now, Weed Beater Ultra, when you apply it, will turn the weed purple so that you know where you have sprayed it. And unlike the other broadleaf weed killers. And that's why I recommend it over the others, is it will work when you have outside air temperature in the 40s. Most of your broadleaf weed killers, you need to have air temperature into the 60s for it to work. But Weed Beater Ultra will work into the 40s. Now, it's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, B-O-N-I-D-E. Call your local nursery, see if they carry it, and then give it a good application today. But remember, it kills broadleaf plants. So if you get it on, like, Pachysandra or Myrtle or your perennials, it's going to hurt that. So you may need to put it in, like, a pump sprayer and just apply it to the areas where you have a problem. But on your really aggressive weeds like that, I do it twice. Once now, wait a week, and hit it a second time, and it will solve that problem. And whatever you do, once you've killed it, you're still going to have in the ground some dormant seeds from last year that did not germinate. And do not put it in your compost pile, because that's when those dormant weeds, seeds, will germinate. Once they're put into the compost, you spread it, they wake up, and you've got the same problem again. So, and it may take you 2 years to get rid of it. So you kill it now. If you cultivate the garden and you put in new plants, some of that seed that was dormant is going to wake up, and you're going to have a little bit next year. And if that's the situation and you've got other plants in there, I've had very, very good results with mixed plantings of mixing a little bit of the Weed Beater Ultra in like a coffee can and taking a paintbrush and literally painting the weed killer directly on the weeds that you want to control. That way you don't hurt the weed of the perennials or the annuals growing near that. A pump sprayer makes the mist will drift, and then you will have a problem. A phone number, 800-259-9231.
A fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pets, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with Dawn, and we'll get you set up. We are at Latchey's Garden Center, Route 97 in Methuen. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so I've got 4 hours. Come on down, bring us your weeds, your gardening questions, and we'll work together to solve your problems. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Ellie from Rhode Island, who has a question about trimming her holly bush.
Ellie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Paul, last fall I called about the proper time to prune my 6 large holly bushes because I'm trying to maintain a rounded shape to them. You told me early spring. I did it a month ago, but I still have all of these sprigs popping out all over the top that are now 5 or 6 inches tall that are spoiling the shape. What can I do to stop that growth after I prune them?
Well, I mean, you're never going to be able to stop the growth because the plant is going to continue to grow. But normally, if you prune it in the early spring, you can cut it back to a point that's, you know, to the size that you want, and holly will make about 6 inches of new growth. And then what I do with my hollies is I prune them in the spring to control the size, to make them thicker, make them fuller. They make the new growth. They fill it full of flowers and then eventually fruit. And then in the fall, I prune it again. And the branches that I prune in the fall are the ones that have really grown a lot. And I use them in centerpieces. I use them in my window boxes. I'll use them on Christmas wreaths to decorate for the Christmas holidays. But a major pruning is usually done during March, April to control the size, and then it makes the new growth. So, you know, if you want to prune it back a little bit now, that's okay. But if you prune it back twice in the spring and you're pruning back the new growth is where some of your flower buds are going to form, and you may have less berries.
Well, I don't care about the berries, and I don't care. I just want the form to be rounded at the top, but I can't seem to stop those little shoots from shooting up all over and for, you know, spoiling the symmetry of the plant.
Okay. Well, if you prune the new growth now, it's going to stop growing because you've pruned it to control the size, and you've created a shape. The plant reacts by making new growth to try and fill in any of the holes and to replace some of that new growth, so that if you prune it now again, it's already done the new growth and it will not make additional growth at this time. So you've done everything right. You just need to do it one more time and then it will stop growing for this year. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Denise from Cape Cod, who has a question about string beans.
Denise, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about string beans. Number one, can I plant them by seed now? And number two is I had a lot of beetles on them last year. What can I do about the beetles? And the third thing is I'd like to plant the red maple, and I was wondering if you have a recommendation on what kind.
Okay, where you want to plant the red maple, is it going to get plenty of sun, Denise?
Part sun, part shade.
Okay, what's going to happen is this. If you take a plant that has a colored leaf other than green and you put it in the shade, you're going to lose some of the color. The reason is green is the color that makes the energy for the plant. And if you take a red leaf plant that has very little green coloration to it, in the sun it will do well and it will stay red. Once you put that red leaf Japanese maple into a shady situation, it has to work harder to make energy because it's not getting as much sun. And slowly, you're going to see some of the red leaves, especially the ones on the inside of the plant, are going to start to change to green. So that you'll have red tips, but the inside of the plant is going to have some green coloration to it. So, you know, that's, you've got to say to yourself, I'm going to have red, but I'm also going to have green, and that's caused by the shade. And if you're willing to do that, then you should be okay. Now, the finer the leaf, if it's really lacy looking, it's not going to be as hardy as a plant that's coarse, that's a nice big leaf. Something that doesn't have as much texture will normally be hardier and will adapt to the shade better than something that's lacy. So try that. Now, as far as your beans, I'm planting my beans this week. I planted my peas 2 weeks ago. I've planted lettuce, spinach, carrots and beets and radishes and onions. This week, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, you know, the plants that will take a little bit of coal. And then the end of the month, I plant my tomatoes and peppers, squashes, cucumbers. And but the beans you can get into the ground now. The ground's beginning to warm up, and you can plant them. And there's two types of beans. There's bush beans and there's pole beans. I've always grown the bush type beans, the green and the yellow wax beans by bush. I've had pretty good results. During the winter, I've been doing a lot of reading, and this year I'm going to try some pole beans. Several books that I've read on vegetables, they've all said the same thing, that if you're able to grow pole beans, you're going to have 2 to 3 times the production that the bush beans, and you'll have 2 to 3 times the length of the season to harvest the beans. So instead of having them all come in within a 3-week period, you're going to have pole beans for a 6-week or even longer. And it's going to take less room. So I'm building a trellis, and I'm going to plant my pole beans at the end of the week and see what the difference is. And you should be all set. If the beetles come, the safest insecticide for Japanese beetles is a product called 8, like the number, 6, 7, 8. 8 is very safe. It will not hurt beneficial insects, and it is one of the better products to use on the market. Now, there's going to be another organic product, should be out during the summer, that's designed just for Japanese beetles. And some of the garden centers are going to be carrying it. It's called Harry Carry. And a good name for a Japanese beetle killer, because that's one of the things that the Japanese fire pilots did, was Harry Carry. But it's an all-natural way to kill Japanese beetles. It comes as an aerosol can and will be available during July and August. But 8, if you've got a big area, 8 you can put in a spreader and put it down that way. You can put it in a sprayer and spray directly on the foliage. But for a big area, 8 is the way to go. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Gregory from New Hampshire, who has a question about cutting the roots of trees.
Okay, Gregory, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. Alice, my fiance, and I love your show.
Thank you.
My question this morning is, I'm putting a brick walk in the front of the house, and in the path is this huge white pine. It's probably 4 feet across in the bottom. And I was wondering if I was to cut like 3 or 4 of the roots, and I know one of the roots is like, maybe 6 inches thick, if I were to cut those roots, would that kill the pine tree or damage it in any way?
No, you should be okay, Gregory. When you look at, if you look at your tree, whatever you see above the ground, the same thing is found below the ground. So, for example, if you've got a pine tree that's, let's say, 50 feet tall and 30, 40 feet wide, you've got a root for every one of those needles. So you will probably lose a branch here or there, but 95% of that plant is still going to have enough water, and you will not hurt that plant at all, at all, at all. And the other thing is, a white pine is very, very shallow rooted, so there's no big tap roots. So instead of having a root that's going to go in the ground 30 or 40 feet like an oak or a maple, the roots will run as much as 50 feet in all directions around the tree. And in your case, you got a 4-foot diameter tree. Don't worry about it. Get a saw, get a hatchet, cut what you have, And what's going to happen when that brick walkway is all done and you're using it, where you made a cut on that root, it will form a brand new root system, like a huge spider web that will form underneath your walkway. And over the course of a few years, you're going to find that the roots are going to come to the surface, and your walkway is going to get a little movement to it. It won't be flat. It won't be as level as it is right now. And you may have to, in 10 years, dig up parts of it and remove some of the new roots that are going to form, because you've got a big tree. And the big tree has the final say of what's going to grow under it or near it. But go ahead. Get out the saw, cut it. Get some stone dust or some coarse mason sand and build yourself a walkway, and you will have a great walkway. The only thing that I don't want you to do is don't use any liquid weed killers to kill the weeds that grow in those cracks and crevices of your walkway, because the liquid weed killers are going to get into the roots of the tree, and that will do more damage than cutting a root here or there. Your best bet is, if you want to fill in the cracks and crevices, if you apply every single spring additional sand or stone dust to keep the cracks filled and level with the walkway, you won't have any weeds. If you allow the weather and the rain to wash the sand out between the bricks, the seeds are going to roll in the cracks, they're going to grow, and then you need to use weed killers. So every spring, just go to the nursery, buy a 50-pound bag of sandbox sand. Put the sand on your walkway, sweep it into the cracks and crevices, take the hose and wash it in, and sweep and wash, and the weeds will not come.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Mole Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Lorgonite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorgonite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorgonite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for insulation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Good morning, and welcome back. Let's go right to those phone lines. Don, who's next?
Next up, we have Dorothy from Massachusetts, who has a question about a dogwood.
Okay. Dorothy,
hello?
How can we help you with your dogwood today? Good morning.
Good morning. I have a dogwood that doesn't bloom all over, just some of the branches. Do I wonder what I could feed it? And then I have a question about the Weed Beater Ultra. If it's safe with animals and kids. And the other one is a garden sulfur. I have hollyhocks, and someone told me use garden sulfur. And I did, and I lost all the hollyhocks. And I wonder
right. What
I could do about that. I must have
okay. Used
it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. What you want to do if you... Hollyhocks get something called rust, and it's a blister that develops on the underside of the leaf. It bursts open and releases this black powder that looks like rust. And hollyhocks, for some reason, it's very difficult to control because the spores blow in the air. They'll build up in the soil. And when the season is right, the following year, they reemerge, reinfecting. So one of the things that will help your hollyhocks is to put down an inch of fresh compost or bark mulch on top of the soil. And that will hide some of the spores so that they cannot become airborne. So that will help. A good fungicide for that is something called Serenade. Serenade. It's an all-organic, all-natural fungicide. And you want to start to apply it to your hollyhocks once it reaches a foot. You do it every 2 weeks. It comes pre-mixed, so just spray the underside of the leaf, and that will work real, real well. Weed Beater Ultra, like all chemicals, are safe to use once the area dries. So if you apply it now, it's nice and sunny out, you'll let the sun dry it out, and when you walk on it with your shoes, and your shoes do not get wet with the moisture, then let the kids and the dogs play. If your shoes are getting wet when you walk on it where you sprayed, you want to keep them off until it dries. Okay? You give that a try, and you'll have great results. Don, I think we can sneak one more in there.
One more sounds good. This is Ann from Cape Cod, who has a question about repotting.
Ann, how can we help you with your repotting this morning?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have a bamboo plant. It has about 7 stems on it, and it's in a tiny container. It's a 4x4 clear glass container, and I can see all the roots. And it's, what do I do?
Now, is it growing in soil, or is it growing in, like, marbles?
I believe there's a few stones in it, and I believe it's just growing in by itself in the, you know, the stones and the wheat and the roots. And I water it frequently. There's no dirtiness.
Right. They call that plant a good luck bamboo.
Yes.
And it's a plant that just lives in water. In fact, I have 2 or 3 of them in my house. We found a place that they grow them, like a corkscrew. They've trained them when they were young. We have some that have been braided, and you just grow them in either marbles or stones. The one thing that I found that really helps to keep that color really green, Ann, is a little bit of liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro, maybe once every couple of months. And it really makes the foliage a lot darker green in color. But you do not have to repot that. It can stay in that container for years. I have one that's 3 years old. And it's a multi-braided one, and it's been in that same container for 3 years. It's just a super amount of roots. But as long as I feed it every month or so with a little bit of, you don't have to fill the whole container full. Just add a little bit to the water, and it will keep the overall color of that plant a lot better. Thank you. Okay, we got a couple minutes left. Less than a couple of minutes. Remember, if you're planting tomatoes, get a product called Actinovate. A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. Actinovate. It will prevent the blight that you had on your tomatoes last year. Go to your local garden center and get it. Have a great week.